Skype changed.
What do you mean?
Apparently they've activated some sort of beta thing they're working on. But it's this weird split screen with, like, a pastel background, and it shows both of us now. I don't know how... I don't know how they're rolling it out, but, you know. Weird. So.
Do you like it?
I don't really have any strong feelings about it one way or the other.
I bet you do.
Not really. So, anyway. Welcome
how
to...
How do I sound? Do I sound nice and boomy and not like, do I have less echo or...
About
the same.
About the same.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not hearing a lot of background noise or anything. I can hear you tapping on, I guess, your, you know, stylus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, welcome to week 861 of the Crankcast. Where are you at today? It sounds pretty quiet.
I'm at home.
Huh.
Sean, I guess... He had a party this weekend for his daughter, who turned one.
Right on.
And some, I guess, people told him after the fact that they had been exposed to COVID, so.
That would have been a nice thing to know ahead of time, huh?
Yeah, so we're holding off. They've already taken tests and said that they're fine and stuff, but, you know, you're supposed to wait for, like, 4 days or so before you check, so.
Right.
We were in the studio on Monday, so. I'll look and see.
I'm glad they're okay.
Yeah, they're fine. Everything's fine. It's just precautions.
I think that's something I'd be rather pissed about, somebody coming in and knowingly exposing my one-year-old daughter.
He said he was really annoyed.
I'd be beyond annoyed, man. I mean, putting a little kid at risk like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kooky. Well, here's hoping everybody's, you know, clear.
I wouldn't even worry about it. I'm sure everything's fine.
Right on.
I'm just being polite, actually, by not going.
I hear you.
So I'm just trying to get my work done. Trying not to stress out.
Right on. I finally picked up a copy of... I don't know how to say his last name. Is it... it's Nate... Is it Picos or Piecos or Picos?
I think it's Picos.
Picos. Okay. I don't know why when I see a name like that, I always want to separate the I and the E.
I don't know either.
It seems like, but anyway.
I'm not in your brain.
I picked up a copy of his book that came out last year. I think it was last year. Or was it the year before? No, it was last year, wasn't it?
He's a good letterer, one of the best.
Yeah, I didn't realize he's only been doing it since 2002, though.
Hmm.
For some reason, I just thought he had been in it for a while before that.
I remember looking at his fonts way back in the day.
Yeah, I've used some of them, or I still use some of them.
Yeah, you do. My font is one of his.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I use some of his other stuff, too, though. He has a nice robotic speech font that I like. For, you know, robots and stuff.
Robots?
Robots.
Robert Cutt.
I haven't gotten very far into it yet. Just read the foreword by Tom Orzechowski and the...
Did you get to the chapter where he talks bad about you?
Yeah, I doubt he knows who I am. Yeah, I just got through that and then his foreword and then I start reading the introductory chapter.
You read forwards, huh?
Yeah. It's part of the book.
Mm.
Especially in an instruction manual, I tend to read them too.
Do you read the appendices?
Only if I have questions.
Do you read footnotes?
If they're in line.
Mm.
I generally don't bother if they're like, you know, at the end of the book.
Mm-hmm.
because by the time I get to the end of the book, I forgot what the footnotes were referring to begin with. So, but if there are, like, you know, sometimes they place them at the bottom of the page, and I'll read those. But anyway, yeah, so I'm curious. I was curious to read this anyway, because I've still got copies of the Comic Craft book.
Yeah.
And there was a DC book.
Mm-hmm.
And which neither of those I've read in a long time. So I might reread those too after I get done with Blambots. But it's cool to see how other people accomplish problem solving on something that you do too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when there's not a real, how do I want to put it? Like, there's not a real codified way of doing my job. I mean, there are certain things that are generally accepted by most letterers, but, I mean, everybody's got, like, a different way of doing shit. And a lot of it, I think, comes from, if you learned from somebody, you know, obviously you're going to be probably doing things the way they taught you to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, picking it up yourself and stuff. And he even says in his foreword that, you know, basically, this is just the book's the way he does things. It doesn't make it the only way to do things.
Are you wearing a headset?
Yeah.
Yeah, it rattles when you talk.
Oh. So?
Okay, I was just letting you know. Yeah, I don't like that.
That's how you know I'm...
like you're in an earthquake.
That's how you know I'm doing my genie head shake.
Mmm.
And making things appear.
You should put it in your face.
I don't even know. This is the same headsets we used to use.
Who's we?
Me and you.
Oh, right. I forgot we used to do that.
Yeah.
I forgot we used to wear headsets.
Yup.
I used to have a headset here, but I think I broke it. But not in the normal mic way. Like, I accidentally broke it.
Oh, I didn't know you ever accidentally broke things.
Yep. Actually, often. I probably break things by accident more than I do on purpose.
Huh.
If you can believe that.
I don't.
Uh-oh. That makes me want to break something.
Well, there you go. Break it. Oh, I want to... Before I forget, I want to try doing the Crankcast through Zoom maybe next week.
Okay, why?
Because...
Have we not tried that?
No. We tried, Twitch, I think.
Oh.
Or no, what's that other one?
I don't know.
The gamers use. Discord.
Yeah. Oh, Discord. Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah. Well, part of it, I think, was we just didn't really know how to use it, and we just dove in without really knowing what we were doing with it.
I hate Discord. I don't know why people are always using that thing. I don't understand it.
I don't know. I mean,
out of Discord. Everybody's like, check out our Discord.
Because it's a function for being able to host lots of people.
Yeah.
And you get, like, you know, I think you can have text and chats at the same time.
It is. It's like it's a message board, but it's also a messenger service at the same time, and I'm like, so?
Plus you have voice, and I think you can do video, right?
Yeah. And they're all the same thing, too. Like, Slack is the same thing, and Discord is the same thing, and they all want you to join them. And I don't like it.
Get off my lawn.
Well, I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm not telling everybody they suck. I'm just saying I don't like it.
I understand. I just don't use them very much because I don't know that... I don't know people that use them, you know?
Well, we use it for...
Or rather, I haven't been invited by people that use them.
We use it for Mystery Science Theater, and I forget to turn it on all the time.
Which one? Discord or Slack?
Slack.
Oh, okay.
I guess Slack's the more business one.
Yeah, I think I was using Slack with one of the book projects I was working on. But I think everybody just mutually lost interest in it, so we reverted to emails.
Well, most of my stuff is done, so I never turn it on, but then I'll turn it on, or I'll get an email from somebody, and I was like, can you do this? And then I'll turn on Slack, and it's like they've been messaging me about 1,000 times.
Right.
Like, well.
It's kind of like those people who only announce they have kids on Facebook, and you don't have a Facebook account.
Yeah.
So you don't know they had kids until, like, you know, they're three.
It's even worse when you do have one, you can't log in.
Yeah. That would suck if you got hacked.
Hatred.
Break. What was my, oh, anyway, Zoom, though. I had to go get on a Zoom call for a work thing the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that Zoom, or at least I think it does. I'm going to test it. With Zoom, you can actually record each stream separately. Like from multiple parties or whatever. So I'm curious to try that for the quality. Just to see what it will do. Because, I mean, I've got you separate from me here, the way I've got my stuff rigged up.
Mm-hmm.
But since all we're doing is just talking, it doesn't have to be super high bitrate or anything. And if I could actually get it, you know, straight from the program source, that might be easier, maybe. I don't know. I just want to try it, see what it does.
Okie dokie smokey.
Because I'll still have the regular method as a backup, you know. I never, see, that was the thing with Skype, and I don't know, I haven't checked, dug into, like, Skype's functions in a while. So, I don't know, maybe they do allow you to record separate streams now. But they never did before, so when you recorded your Skype stream, you were getting yourself and whoever else was on the call, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, I didn't like that because that didn't leave any control over if somebody had a quieter mic, you know. You'd have to do a lot more editing to even out the sounds and stuff. So it was just, even though it's a more convoluted way, the way I do it, it's easier in the end for the control.
You're and, convoluted. Eh?
Probably. That is probably correct.
Convert to drawing color.
Yes. Whatever you mean by that. Sure. Anyway. What's new? What's going on?
Nothing really new. I've been, you know, being at home this week has kind of
thrown your game off?
Not thrown my game off, but it really has kind of, like, dug in the whole feeling of being in prison, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, all I can do is sit here and work, and I don't want to.
You got instruments and stuff there, you could play.
I could, and I have a little bit, but even that's like, it's like too difficult. I'm not good at what I do. Not having one of those, I'm not having a good moment.
Ah, I know the feeling.
Mm-hmm. Songs done, and I was happy with those, but I haven't really felt like doing much. I do like practicing just general stuff on the guitar, not coming up with songs, but just makes me kind of feel bad when I'm done because I'm just like, I still don't really know anything, you know?
I'm sure you know more than you did.
I know I do, and I like that, and that's what keeps me coming back. But at the end of the day, it's like somebody could tell me to play something, and I'd be like, I can't, you know?
Well, I mean, you've only been at it a couple of years. You can't expect yourself to be the great cat right away.
The great cat?
You don't remember her? I was just picking out a ridiculous guitar person. She was
I don't remember.
Look her up. Look up pictures of her. She was always a real like flamboyant metal personality, I guess you'd say. And, you know, or what was that other guy? Guy Man Dude.
Guy Man Dude, sure.
Yeah, you can't expect yourself to be a Guy Man Dude right away.
I do remember Guy Man Dude.
Yeah. Anyway. I finished my drum project.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I don't actually expect you to like it because it's, I mean, it's not a great recording. Let me say that first off.
Why isn't there?
It's, what?
Why isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's a, you know, it was recorded in 1995 on a cassette 4-track. And by, you know, at that point, I had only been recording stuff for like a year or two, a couple years. So I, and, you know, most of that was just me and one other person working on stuff or whatever. You know, I hadn't actually recorded something in a band situation like that. And you know, I just did weird things in the recording process and stuff. So anyway, but it's not a terrific sounding recording anyway. And the funny thing is with the drums, I had to trash the drums up a bit to make them match the rest of the audio tracks. Which is kind of funny.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I had to just sort of degrade
the sound. Try to make it match.
Yeah, I had to sort of degrade the sound of the drums, because I thought it was going to sound ridiculous to have, like, something that sounded like well-recorded drums over, you know, not well-recorded other stuff. So that was kind of fun. But, yeah, I made it through. It was nice. I felt good finishing something, because I haven't been able to finish a music thing in a while.
Yeah, it really does feel good.
And now I think maybe I'm okay. I can start working on other stuff again. Like, I was just getting too up in my own head, you know, like, and stopping myself from doing stuff. Or getting real frustrated real easy, stuff like that. But, anyway, like I said, I don't really expect you to like it, because besides the fact that it's not great recording, it's mid-90s, like, not even really pop-punk. I mean, pop-punk in the sense of Descendants-style pop-punk. So, like, I just never got the impression that that was your bag. So
I like everything. Well, and you know that.
Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you
won't. What have I said that I don't like, besides Tom Waits?
A lot of the stuff I used to play in the office. You hated that one band with the made-up language.
Sigur Rós?
Yes, yeah.
I still don't care for Sigur Rós.
I remember you flipped out one day.
I know people just... I want to understand Sigur Rós. It's just kind of like atmospheric music, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's music you have on when you're about to murder somebody in a snowbank.
I mean, at least that particular album, for sure.
And I just don't get it. And I'd like to, but I don't.
I remember, because we were in the office.
I was upset that day, because that was playing, and it just sounded like a banshee howling.
Yeah,
and it was really
song,
annoying.
It was that song that went, ah!
Yeah. Make anybody mad. So it's kind of unfair to say that I hate that band because you were playing their most annoying song.
Was it me playing it, or was it Tim? I think it was Tim playing it.
I don't know. But I do remember. I had to shut everything down. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, you just like, it was like out of nowhere. You just exploded.
Wasn't out of nowhere. That thing had been going on for like 15 minutes.
But I'm saying, like, you didn't build up to, hey, can we turn this, stop, hey, hey.
I was trying to be polite and listen, like, and let you play your music.
It's like you just blew up, dude.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you torture somebody.
That was freaky deaky.
I don't think so. That was psychological warfare.
Ah. Do you remember what it was you were upset about?
Yeah, that music.
Oh,
it was crazy.
It was just the music you were... Okay, so the music wasn't exacerbating a...
If you're, like, trying to think and somebody is, like, blasting, like, a saxophone in your ear, you would get a little frustrated, wouldn't you?
Depends. Am I at a John Zorn concert?
Were you trying to think at a John Zorn concert?
I don't think that's possible.
See? I was trying to sit there and do my job, and I had a banshee haunting me. That's very good. Yeah, that's what to do. So I had to put the kibosh on it.
I still think that was Tim playing that, though. Now that I'm,
it probably was.
Now that I'm remembering it.
Which is weird in retrospect, because I can't see him playing that now.
Oh, I don't
Unless
know.
Unless they got a synthesizer or something.
I mean, that was very much in his wheelhouse then. Like,
yeah. Listen
to that and Air and stuff like that.
Whatever got him the ladies.
And French pop or whatever.
That's more Sean's deal. It's more Dove.
I mean, of course, that was like, what, 03 or something like that?
That was a long time ago.
We were still above the 7-Eleven. Not 7-Eleven. What was it?
It was a 7-Eleven.
Was it 7-Eleven? Okay.
Oh, it's still there.
I actually kind of miss working over there. I miss the ease of access to junk food.
I considered getting an office there.
Oh, yeah?
For a little while.
Yeah, it's just that ease of access to junk food, you know?
Yeah.
Walk downstairs and I go get those, I don't remember what they were called. They were like pizza roll things, about the size of a hot dog.
Pizza puffs.
Well, they weren't like pizza puffs, because aren't pizza puffs usually sort of rectangular and flattish?
I don't know. I thought they were called pizza puffs.
I don't even know if they... I think the last time I was in a 7-Eleven, they didn't even have them anymore. Probably discovered they were, like, toxic or not good for you.
Well, they're definitely not good for you.
But that, you know, I mean...
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes I get those for breakfast on the way in. Sometimes, you know... I mean, it seems fun. It sounds funny to say. I mean, because we were right next to an L stop and above a 7-Eleven. But I mean, I like those offices.
And now, you just like make hobo stew for all your meals.
Yeah, hobo stew. I make stew out of hobos.
I just assume that you make stew for every meal now.
No, I rarely make stew. Occasionally, I make soups. But you know, you can only boil so much old boot leather. I'm going with the hobo stew thing.
You're a hobo stew.
I was actually thinking about... Do you remember... I think it was a convention in Philadelphia when the hotel wouldn't let me in for the... I had gone out to smoke in the morning. And I was going to meet everybody in the dining room because I had some sort of like continental breakfast thing or something.
Okay.
And I was...
Not for the hotel.
I got stopped on my way in because they thought I was like just coming in off the street. Like I was a hobo or something. And I had to show them the door card and I think I had to go get Susan or something like that to tell them that, yeah, you know, I was staying there. And it turns out that I think that it was because, remember, I used to wear the jackets until they wore out. They'd have like, yes. They were all faded and stuff like that.
And the train conductor.
Right. And I think my hat was probably at the end of its, that particular hat was at the end of its cycle. And I was probably wearing some tatty pants and stuff too. So it's, I mean, fair enough. They mistook me for a homeless person. But I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, that was kind of funny, actually. They wouldn't let me in the hotel. Just sort of a, you know, synchronicity? No, coincidence? I don't know, whatever, that you would bring up hobos, too. Meaning that you still think I'm a homeless person.
You have hobo-ish tendencies, yes.
What are hobo-ish tendencies, Mike?
I don't know. Eating stew.
So
eating stew by an open drum fire.
When was the last time I was around a drum fire?
I don't know. It sounds like something that you would do, though.
I mean, yeah. I'd probably do it.
See?
But I haven't. I don't think I've ever eaten stew around an open drum fire.
It sounds like something you would do. Even you just said that it sounds like something you would do.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, I would probably do it if I'm given the opportunity.
Not if I had to, but if given the opportunity, see?
Well, sure, I mean, it's like taking a leak out in the woods. It's not something you get to do all the time. That sounds kind of fun, eating stew around an open drum fire.
With your bestest of buddies.
Well, now you're just...
With your traveling companions.
Oh, so you're going to be there?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll hobo it up with you.
We should have a hobo weekend.
Hobo weekend.
Yep. Hobos. We're you know, we're just casual hobos. What does hobo actually mean? Is that like a contraction of something?
I don't know. Julie thinks it's like... a bad term. She hates it.
I can see that. I mean, it's derogatory for sure.
Is it? The only people I've ever heard say hobo are hobos.
Wait, you know hobos like, that call themselves hobos?
Well, I did meet a guy in a McDonald's once in Memphis.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of, you know, having a bindle and stuff.
All your stuff in it.
So, I mean, does the word come from, like, does it mean, like, you're from Hoboken, New Jersey?
Or? I'm not a doctor.
Huh? doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm looking up what the etymology is of hobo. Oh, well, this tells me that Webster says the word tramp comes from the German word trampen, which means to trample.
They're trompin'?
Trampin'. So there's tramps. The word bum comes from the German verb bummeln. Bummeln? Meaning to stroll or wander.
German's got a lot of words for hobos.
German's got a lot of words.
That's true.
Words that we don't readily like have English for things for, like for concepts and stuff. You know? Wow. Hobos apparently were once such a big deal they had their own conventions.
See?
There were there were even hobo colleges and a hobo newspaper.
So it had to be more than what we're thinking.
I guess hobo was a lifestyle or something. I don't know.
Mm.
I mean, hobo wasn't always derogatory. I mean, like, there was a thing about hobos where they were just considered free people, you know?
Is it like gypsy where, you know, that's kind of like...
As I understand it, gypsy actually is a offensive to the Romani or whatever.
Romani.
It's probably offensive to the romaine lettuce people, too, but...
Romaine lettuce people?
I don't know, man. That was a terrible joke.
Yeah, it was. It offended me.
So, let's see. Oh, okay. Well, this... Yeah, I don't know. Sounds kind of hinky, this explanation.
What?
Well, the first explanation is that back in the olden times, where, like, everything was agricultural in the West and stuff,
mm-hmm.
The people working, or, well, the boys working there were just referred to as boys, but to distinguish them from other workers, they applied the name of one of their tools, which was a hoe, and they became hoboys. And then that just kind of turned into hobos.
Hmm.
I ain't no hoe.
You is a hoe.
But...
You is definitely a hoe.
I just don't know. This is a really long article. All I want to know is just where it came from. Anyway. Short attention span. TLDR.
I don't know what that means.
Too long, didn't read.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why, like, if somebody's writing a long article but they want to give you a pithy overview of it, they put a TLDR at the beginning.
Oh.
So you don't have to read the whole article if you don't want to.
Oh.
Oh. Here's a picture of hobos with bindles. Walking on railroad tracks. Where they belong.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, hobos belong when walking the railroad tracks or hitching rides on trains.
They do like the railroad, don't they?
But yeah, that's all, you know, how they got around. Well, a lot of foot leather too.
Foot leather. That sounds like something a hobo would say.
I mean, I remember reading a thing talking about how like they had symbols that they would mark on things for like houses where that gave out food and stuff like that, so that when another hobo came along, they could read the signs and find a friendly house.
Yes, that is true.
Yep. Ooh, here's a hobo stove.
You're a hobo stove.
Looks useful. Here's a list of hobo terms. Boy. Anyway. Enough about the hobos. Let's go find Let's go find a flop house.
You're a flop house.
Yeah. How do we get on this? Oh, anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
I don't believe that.
Well, it's just, you know. Trying to think of something else interesting. Talk about.
talk about anything. Anything you want. Anything you want, baby.
I don't know. So, you said you're finished with the MST3K stuff?
I'm not. I mean, they still have stuff that they ask me to do, usually at the last minute.
Of course.
But, yeah, most of the big stuff, like, you know, all the...
Like set pieces and stuff?
Yeah, most of that stuff's already been made and filmed, you know, because they've done all of... But then there's little things like... A lot of the stuff, the jokes that they do, they can put in. Like, there was stuff in last week's episode that I did last Monday. You know, so they can do that.
Cool.
So I'll often get, like, a last minute, like, can you draw this real quick?
Is that just where somebody had an idea? Like,
yeah.
Or rather, you know, had a late idea, I guess.
Luckily, it's usually pretty small, but...
Cool.
Cool.
How did the, what was it you were working on last week? The band flyer or whatever?
That worked out pretty good.
Cool.
It was for Future Fret, which is, Vernon Reed and Chris Bono's, company, or I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Was that the thing where you were doing the trade work for lessons or whatever?
Yep.
Right on.
Chris Bono. I think it's Buono.
Is it B-U-O-N-O?
Yeah.
I don't know. See, that's another one of those words. Do you pronounce the U or just go straight for the Bono?
You think I would have asked.
Or, I mean,
he actually says what his name is in his video, so I should probably check that out.
I mean, for that matter, it could be Buono.
You're Buono.
Or Buono.
You're Buono.
Or Buono.
Or, anyway, yeah. Yes, it went off okay.
Good.
Don't patronize me.
I'm not. I lost an editor at Oni.
Did you find him?
No.
What happened? Did they get tired of you?
No, I'm still working with Oni. It's the editor left.
Did the editor get tired of you?
Maybe.
See?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not really sure. Like, I don't pry. Like, I don't get into, like, well, why? Why isn't he working there anymore?
Same here. It's best not to know.
And at this point, I've been through, since I started working with Oni, I don't think there are any editors that are still editors there.
Oh, what are you doing to these people?
I don't know.
It is a miserable experience working with you.
Maybe? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is, actually.
Like, the only one I can think of... I mean, you know, Nosemax, always there, or whatever.
He's not an editor.
But he's not... I'm just thinking of employees and stuff. Like, the only person that was an editor when I was working there that's still there is Charlie Chu, but he's not an editor anymore. He works on, like, the film licensing section or whatever.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The media stuff, I think it's the media division or whatever you want to call it.
Your media division.
Uh-huh. Your face is a media division.
I'm sorry, I'm just being stupid today.
But yeah, so it's just, I'm trying to think, it's like 5 or 6 different people in the course of, you know, since 2013? Whenever year I first started working with them.
Sounds like you're saying they need to get their house in order.
No, I'm just saying that, like...
Sounds like you're saying that they ain't got their shit together.
No, I'm saying I don't inquire sounds because... Like
you're saying...
I feel like it's not any of my business since I don't actually work there.
Chris Crank says...
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't know what's up.
Like, I just don't, you know, I don't ask.
And they don't tell.
So, yeah, it's just always weird because schedules get jumbled when editors switch and stuff. And I'll be honest, whenever an editor leaves, I get a little nervous anyway for whoever's going to be the new editor because I don't know him, you know? I have no idea who the next editor is going to be or what they'll be like. Will they like me? I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to guess not. But...
yeah. Real nice, Mike.
What? You were thinking it.
We're good, man.
You wouldn't have even brought it up if you weren't.
Nice
one. It's your neurosis.
Nice one. Real nice.
I am nice. I'm the nicest person you know.
Uh-huh.
You know it's true.
Uh-huh.
Name a nicer person than me.
Well, let's see. No, Sean's not nicer.
Sean's definitely not nicer.
Addison.
Yeah, Addison's kind of nice. Addison's kind of suspiciously nice.
I mean, he seems like a pretty nice dude.
Yeah. He's like annoyingly nice.
He's like, what are you up to? Kind of nice.
Yeah. So you're kicking puppies in a basement somewhere, aren't you?
What are you edging around? Like, what do you want?
What do you want?
Why are you being so nice?
What do you want? What's your problem? What are you doing here?
It says a lot that I can't accept somebody just being nice for the sake of being nice, right?
Sure.
Is that cynical? That's pretty cynical.
You're a horrible person. That's what that means.
Yeah, nice one, Mike. Way to go. What's up, Bo?
What's up, Bo?
That's how one hobo refers to another hobo. What's up, Bo?
Is it really, though?
Yeah, they call each other Bo.
Bo?
Yeah. I ain't a hoe.
Oh, Bo, I get it. No, that's not what happens.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. You just made up shit.
Oh, hush up, Rum Dum.
You can't make up slang. You can't do that.
Rum Dum's a drunk person.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is. You just made that up.
No, it's a thing, Rum Dum.
You just made that up.
I'll go ahead and look it up.
The way you're saying it makes me know that you're making it up.
Go ahead, man. Look it up. It's Rum Dum.
You're a Rum Dum.
I think Rum Dums were actually candies, too.
Hmm.
If I recall right, there was a candy called Rum Dum. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm misremembering that, but I'm going to look it up. Oh, a Rum Dum's also a cocktail recipe.
I do not want any emails from people about Rum Dum.
Why not?
Because I don't ever want to talk about this silliness again.
Rum Dum.
What else is going on?
Well,
inspire me with music stuff.
I don't know. Because, like I said, I got done with that one thing, and then I had some other stuff to do, so I haven't gotten back to work on music yet. But
that Kevin Mellon guy seems to be doing a lot of it.
Yeah. He's, like, I don't know how. I mean, I it would probably help if I actually interacted more online with people.
Well, he said you were very helpful with all that stuff.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Because I know he's been doing, like, you know, guesting on podcasts and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
doing interviews and stuff. I'm like, how do you get booked up for stuff like that?
But well,
then I answer my own question. I'm like, well, I'd actually have to, you know, interact with people.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to do something.
Well, that too. Yes. I'd actually have to have something to be talked about, but,
mm-hmm.
That was always like, and that's that thing. It's like that for anybody. Like, how do you do something, you know, like, when somebody, like, sure, you've been asked this before, like, how do you get into comics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a question like that, and I mean, the answer's basically like, well, you just kind of do it, right?
Well, the first part of it is finding out that stuff.
Right. But there's not like
that's
a...
That's how you do it, is you find out how to do it.
But first, even before that, you have to know the right questions, and you have to know who to ask, right?
See, that's the you, a lot of it is you doing what you think you're supposed to be doing.
Because...
A lot of it is you not knowing.
Right, yeah. Like, I could never... Okay, in my younger days, you know, when I was a more active musician, I kept wanting to try to get into session work, but I didn't know anybody that did session work, and I didn't know who to ask about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I knew about it is, like, sometimes people who were, like, already known for playing would get asked to do session work and become session players, you know? But I'm like, well, how do I, you know, if you want to just go ahead, be a session player as a living, how do you get into that? Like, and there wasn't, like, I couldn't look it up on the internet because, well, the internet wasn't much of a thing for that kind of stuff then.
Yeah. Not much information on that old internet.
Not back then, no. I mean, you could get into the chat rooms and you could find the occasional website here and there that was all text and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking like, you know, mid-90s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't really, I mean, search engines, I don't even think were around.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there were directories on particular servers kind of thing. So it's not even like you could just do a search for terms or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I, so yeah, and it was one of those things I could never figure out how to do it. So I never did it, you know? A lot of that stuff, I think either somebody, you know, gives you an in somehow.
Yeah.
Tells you how to do stuff or tells you what to look for or whatever.
If you want something, you'll go and find the people that know and you'll ask them and you'll figure things out. That's how it happens.
Yeah, it's just sometimes it's, I don't know. Like I said, sometimes I don't even know what questions to ask.
Well, that's true. Yeah, sure.
I don't know, like, I don't even know what I don't know. Like, you know.
Yeah. That's also a thing. That's also a true thing.
But
that is a true thing, Frank, what you are saying. That is a true thing.
It's
a true thing.
It's
a true, hey, Frank.
It's
a true thing. It's a true thing.
You've been working on that project too long.
What project? This one that I'm working on?
No, MST3K.
Oh yeah, that's true. That is a true thing.
You're absorbing, you know, the what's the word among the attitude of it or something.
Yeah, that's a true thing.
True that.
True that.
You rum dum.
Don't you dare call me that again.
We're going for spare biscuits.
What is that? Is that another thing you just made up?
No, it means looking for food in the garbage can.
I'm tired of your hobo speak. Are you looking at like a dictionary, a hobo dictionary?
Well, yeah, it's just sort of a short list of hobo terms.
I am really surprised that you don't know all of them.
I've never actually, you know, been on the road.
I think you are. You have. You've been a musician.
Well, I mean, I've never been like, you know, a hobo road.
Mm.
I don't even think I've ever been on a train. I mean, unless you count a subway.
Don't travel the hobo road.
Yeah.
Don't go out on the moors.
You know, I'm just saying. Especially after dark.
Because of the hobos?
Yeah. The werebos.
Well, why are we doing this? It's because we don't have anything to talk about.
We're riffing? I guess.
Werebos.
Just remember, man, you got to try to stay clean and boil up wherever possible.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing they say too?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Boil up?
What? See, now I'm reading the ethical code of hobo culture.
There's an ethical code?
Apparently. Like, number one is decide your own life. Don't let another person run or rule you. Which, wouldn't that immediately make the rest of the ethical code like, moot.
So essentially, the Hobo Code is the Billy Joel song My Life.
Hmm, could be. Maybe Billy Joel is a hobo.
Billy Joel is the patron saint of hobos.
Could be. Let's go with that. I'll say yes. Let's go with that. Let's see. Number two is, when in town, always respect the local law and officials and try to be a gentleman at all times. Number three, don't take advantage of someone who is in a vulnerable situation, locals or other hobos. Anyway. And see, I guess this is, okay, number four is kind of what differentiates bums from hobos. Is that number four is always try to find work, even if temporary, and always seek out jobs nobody wants. By doing so, you not only help a business along, but ensure employment should you return to that town again.
Wow.
See, hobos weren't about not working, they were just about being free, you know?
Hobos sound cool.
The noble hobo. The nobo.
Hmm. And maybe I'd be a hobo.
I guess when you get old, you're a slobo.
Stop it!
And,
stop it, you asshole! I'm gonna ruin you. I'm gonna destroy you.
And I guess if you know, if you want to get everything out of life, you're a YOLOBO.
YOLOBO! I hate you.
And then, you know, if you do things just because... Sorry.
Cracking yourself up?
Yeah. I was going to make a joke about a FOMOBO.
FOMOBO? You need to stop.
Okay. Let's see. When no employment is available, make your own work by using your added talents at crafts.
Wait a minute. Is that just assuming that all hobos know crafts?
And that they're talented. I think that's a, you know, that's one of the things you have to pass to become a hobo.
So, like, in the skill tree of a hobo, like, if this were an RPG class, you would be good at crafts?
Yeah, I mean, you might be good at throwing hand grenades or something, too, but yeah, sure.
Weird.
Number six is, do not allow yourself to become a stupid drunk and set a bad example for locals' treatments of other hobos.
So they know that hobos are treated poorly.
Yeah, apparently. You know, well, I mean, I guess people tend to look down on hobos. I am seeing a definite distinction
people
between...
podcasts are always disparaging them.
I mean, I am seeing definite differences between being a hobo and being a bum. So. Anyway.
This is interesting.
This was a, oh, okay. I guess hobos had a union.
A union? How do you have a union?
I don't know. There was a tourist union number 63, a hobo union created around the mid-1800s to dodge anti-vagrancy laws.
Interesting.
And this ethical code came about during the 1889 National Hobo Convention.
Yeah.
So...
Anyway. Like the pimp convention.
I guess. But, you know, a lot more train riding?
Well, you would think. But they don't tell you that pimps love to ride trains.
It's a pimp. Well, if it's a pimp train, you know.
It's a pimp train.
Yeah. Ah, the pimp train.
You better get on the pimp train.
Everybody ride the pimp train.
Yeah. You don't ride the pimp train, you in trouble.
Oh, and there was a notable hobo named T-Bone Smith.
There once was a notable hobo named T-Bone Smith.
Oh, sorry, Slim. It's T-Bone Slim.
T-Bone Slim. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Another notable hobo was Boxcar Bertha.
Boxcar Bertha. Was Boxcar Willie a hobo?
Well, he had a hobo shtick, yeah, actually.
That was his shtick.
I don't know if he actually was a hobo.
Well, you're doing so much research, you might as well look, don't you think?
Is that the Pomodoro method or whatever?
What?
You know, that acting method where you submerge yourself in the role.
No, Pomodoro is like the taking breaks every 20 minutes or something like that. That's
a good thing, too.
That's a work thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing, too.
What is happening? You are legit going crazy today.
Another notable hobo? C6 Steve.
Who?
C6 Steve.
C6 Steve? What? Why was he seasick?
I don't know. I'm not even sure why he's notable.
Do hobos travel the seas?
I guess hobos can travel wherever they want because they're free.
Oh, C6. I never even thought that. You always think of the train. You don't think of a boat.
Huh. Turns out C6 Steve is an American blues musician.
C6 Steve?
Yeah. He's a modern hobo.
He's alive?
Yeah. He was born in 1951.
Oh my God, he's not even that old, I guess. Well, yeah, he's pretty old.
71. I mean,
that's pretty old.
But, yeah, I didn't. See, that's another difference, I think, between being a bum and being a hobo, is that being a hobo, you can release albums and sell stuff. Although some bums have done that too, I guess.
Plenty of bums have sold things.
But, I mean, how many, well, I guess there probably are successful musicians that became bums.
What is a bum? That's somebody that just lives off somebody else, right?
I guess so, yeah. They don't, you know, I would think bums don't work. They beg for money. They incorporate qualities of beggar and homeless person.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Let's see what the internet says a bum is.
What I expected to be talking about.
You asked.
I did ask. I am glad I asked too. I'm not ashamed.
So, of course, bum has several meanings.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, like, you know, English bums your butt. You know?
Right.
Bum can be used as an adjective.
Yep.
Something is of poor quality, not valid, not pleasant or enjoyable.
You got a bum leg.
You can also use it as an adjective to say, let me bum a smoke off you.
You
can have a bum knee or bum limb or whatever.
I have a bum butt right now. I have a bum bum.
Bum bum.
I can barely move because of my bum bum. Bum 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 bum.
Sex ba bum.
Bum bum bum. Sex ba bum.
See, it can be a verb, meaning to loaf. You can bum around the house all day.
That's true.
Or, you know, you can spend time unemployed and wandering, like spend a couple of months bumming around someplace.
Mm-hmm. You could be, that's your mental state, too. I'm bummed.
Oh, and I guess I got that wrong. When you use bum as in, like, bumming a cigarette, that's actually a transitive verb. So let's see. And this is Merriam-Webster. By the way, says that the as a noun, the definition of bum is one who sponges off of others and avoids work. One who performs a function poorly. One whose time is devoted to a recreational activity, like a beach bum or a ski bum. It also means vagrant or tramp.
Tramp.
So, yeah. Definitely, I don't know. I mean, that doesn't really make it any clearer than I thought it would, or than when I was explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And I'm guessing, I don't see anything real positive. I guess bumming a cigarette's neutral. But, like, I don't see I guess it's sort of more or less a derogatory term too, right? Even when you're using it really mildly, like calling somebody a ski bum or something, you're saying that they're just somebody that goofs off or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does have a pretty negative connotation, doesn't it?
I would think so, yeah. Whereas hobos are noble. Let's get back to the hobos.
It does sound like, the hobos does sound like you're kind of doing a job or you're part of an organization.
Yeah. And, here's a list of notable people who have hoboed. like Louis Lamar.
Okay.
Jack London.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
Jack Kerouac, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Famous hobo.
Mm-hmm. Who is Al Purdy? That name sounds familiar.
Don't know.
Oh, George Orwell hoboed. Robert Mitchum.
Robert Mitchum hoboed, huh?
Mm-hmm. Stompin' Tom Connors. I don't know who that is, but apparently he's a Canadian singer-songwriter. Did I say Jack Dempsey? So, yeah. There are people that hobo. And I guess there are people who still hobo. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. I think I'm all hoboed out.
Okay. Bye.
I feel like I'm, you know, I've reached the bottom of the hoe barrel.
You'll never reach the bottom of the hoe barrel.
I think I just did. That was terrible. Hoe barrel? Huh. I don't know what. Well, I don't know what's up with me today, dude. It's all rainy and gloomy outside. Maybe that's, I'm reverting into sad or something.
It is, yeah.
Seasonal affective disorder, I mean.
I've been held out a lot, and I used to never have it.
This year was weird for me. Like, I like nighttime. I like it better when it's dark. But I seem to have gotten affected by it this past year. I guess it's one of those things. I think I spend way too much time by myself, which is a thing. Because my social skills are terrible now.
They weren't that great to begin with.
They were all right. You know, I got out. Got around.
Did you?
I did. I could socialize with people. I'm not sure I can now. I'd have to get reacclimated.
I don't think you could.
I don't know. But I think that's so that, you know, that's part of it. It's all kind of, it's cumulative, I guess you'd say.
Cumulonimbus?
It builds up. I need to make some lifestyle changes. I think. So anyway. Should we talk politics?
No.
Okay. You sure you don't want to talk politics?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to talk politics.
The thing I don't like is, I don't like it when you want to talk about politics.
Just because I've been paying attention to them.
I don't want it. I don't like it.
Okay. My allergies are kicking in. That might be part of what's making me kind of weird today.
I don't care.
It's that stupid tree pollen time of year.
You're stupid tree pollen.
Stupid tree pollen. Cut all the damn trees down. Oh, speaking of which, Ohio banned a tree.
Banned a tree?
Yeah, it's an invasive species that was brought to the states in the 50s. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, they planted them and they were fine. And then they started spreading ultra fast.
Brought to Ohio by?
I don't know. It didn't say. I don't know that it was started in Ohio, but Ohio's decided to ban them as an invasive species. You can no longer sell or plant these trees.
Hobos did it, Crank.
And they recommended if you have them, you don't have to, but if you do have them, you should probably cut them down because they choke out other stuff. It's some sort of what do they call it? It's one of those trees with white flowers.
Tulip poplar.
Sort of pungent. It's some sort of like a pear, something pear tree.
Tulip pear tree.
I don't know. It's like something pear tree. I can't remember the name, but I thought that was odd. Ohio banned a tree. So Ohio also What was I going to say? Ohio also introduced its own version of the Don't Say Gay bill.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
But Ohio has pretty hills.
It has hills? Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
A lot of hills. lots of hills. At least down where I'm from. I don't get up north much.
Yeah, you can turn that accent off.
What? I want some lamb. That was just me slipping. You know, I grew up across the river from Kentucky. I didn't always have this beautifully neutral accent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we used to talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Y'all.
Yeah, okay.
What?
It just sounds like you're having fun at my expense.
I'm not. You don't even talk like that. What are you talking about? I was having fun at your expense to be going, "Grah, rah, rah, Mike, I'm grumpy." Now that would be having fun at your expense. So, take it.
Take it.
Anyway. I guess that's it for this week, then, huh? That was our hour-long special on hobos. I mean, the whole hour wasn't about hobos, to be fair. But a goddamn good lot of it was about hobos.
Yeah.
So mo.
Busted by that.
So much hobo. Mobo.
Too much hobo?
No mo hobo.
No mo hobo. No mo hobo.
You know, we're trying to do our part so to reduce hobophobia, you know. Did somebody hit the slow-mo button?
Did we read Henrik from Denmark's email in the last 2 weeks?
We read an email from him recently, I thought.
We did?
What's this one? Briefly.
March MODOK Madness?
That doesn't immediately sound familiar. I don't remember talking about MODOK. But I'm pretty sure you read one last week.
I didn't read an email last week.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
I mean, hold on. Let me look up on our website what we talked about last week.
You know, I don't think I read this one.
No, the last time we read an email was March 23rd.
Yeah, I don't think we read this.
Okay.
He wrote it on March 22nd.
Okay.
He said, "I want to give my yearly shout out to March MODOK Madness, the event where cool artists draw MODOK, the best villain of all time. Just search for March MODOK Madness on various social media and you can see the drawings."
Okay.
I didn't see this at all. I didn't see any March MODOK Madness.
I seem to remember talking about this years ago. I don't know. I'm looking it up. March MODOK Madness. Oh. Yeah, that's a thing. It's on CBR.
He also brings up the Batman.
The Batman?
The Batman. The movie, The Batman.
Oh, is that new one?
Yep.
Okay.
He says, "I watched this last week. I must say I didn't love it as much as most people seem to. The first hour is very interesting. A sort of more realistic and noir version of Batman, and I never doubted that Robert Pattinson could pull it off. The problem is it just felt long-winded. By the third hour, it felt more like the fifth hour. I was getting increasingly bored, and it was just waiting for it to be all over. Overall, I think it's a good movie, but it could have benefited from cutting 30 to 45 minutes from the runtime. To compare it to the latest Spider-Man movie, which was 2 hours and 2.5 hours, and it went by quickly." I agree. I really like that new Spider-Man movie.
I am still far, far behind.
I haven't seen the Batman either.
I haven't seen Spider-Man.
It's good. It should be said that the last Batman movie I really liked was Batman Returns, so take my opinions with a grain of salt.
Right on. Which one was Batman Returns?
Somewhere on where Batman kills a bunch of people.
Is that one of the 90s ones?
It's the second one.
Oh, okay.
It's still a Tim Burton one.
Right, okay.
So Batman explodes somebody in that movie, and then he sets somebody on fire.
Is that still Michael Keaton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was the one with Penguin and stuff in it.
Mm-hmm, that's the Penguin.
Okay.
Penguin
one. And Catwoman, right?
And Catwoman.
Yeah, I saw that at a drive-in.
Really?
Yeah. The first time I saw it at a drive-in. I think I've seen it since, but it's been a long time. Is that it? Are you done?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, thanks, Henrik.
Yeah, thanks, Henrik.
Let's see. Do you have anything in stores this week?
I don't think I do.
Well, I have a thing in stores this week. I don't even have to go look for it. I know what it is. Although I am looking through the list just to make sure. from Vault, the West of Sundown with Jim Terry art.
All right, he's signing at Challengers as we speak.
Yep, him and Tim. So, that's pretty cool. It's a Western horror. It's got monstery, vampire-y thingies in it.
Does it have naked ladies in it?
You can hear a prostitute plying her trade through the floorboards in one scene.
Of course. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm assuming she's probably naked.
Well, don't assume anything.
Could be wrong. I mean, she might have her clothes on and be plying her trade. It's probably quicker that way.
Mm.
So, yeah. And I'm looking to see if there's anything else in there. But there was an explosion of covers for that book, for the first issue. Vault was like, whoa, we're just going to put out like 30 of them. And I saw a picture at Challengers, and I guess partly maybe they were doing this just to get ready for the signing today.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they actually had all of the covers.
Yeah, there's a lot of covers for it, isn't it?
And, I mean, there's some pretty covers in there. But, I mean, I don't know. You know how I feel about, like, excessive amounts of covers. They just don't make a lot of sense to me. But there are some really pretty ones. There's even a chromium one. Bringing back the chromium covers. Actually, I don't know if it's chromium or not. Chromium were the really shiny ones, right? Like, the ones that were... Was chromium usually embossed, too? Or was chromium just chromium? Chromium was just the really shiny ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was a pretty shiny one. So maybe it was chromium. I called it chromium when I made an Instagram post about it. But anyway, whatever. Sorry, still scrolling through the, Blogspot thing, and my voice just went into the vocal fry thing there for a minute.
Vocal fry!
Proper hobos don't have vocal fry. At least I don't think they do. Pretty sure they don't. Well, they might. I mean, especially if they're like a blues singer or something. Singing that ho blues. Agretsuko, Out of Office number 4 is in stores today. That's always a fun book. It's, cute and silly and fun. I guess that's it. That's all I see.
I don't believe it.
That's all I'm seeing there. For me, I guess it's pretty good. Time to hit the rails. Go looking for spare biscuits.
Spare biscuits?
Spare biscuits.
What is a spare biscuit?
I already told you. It's looking for food in a garbage can. I'm going to go sniping.
Go sniping?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go pick up some cigarette butts from the ashtrays or sidewalks so I got something to smoke.
Is that what sniping is?
Well, it's sniping, like, in this sense, yeah.
You just make that up.
No, man, it's in the list of hobo terms.
Stop it.
You know?
I can't deal with you.
Whatever. I'm gonna go Possum Billy.
You're gonna go what?
Possum Billy.
What is that? Pretend you're dead?
No, it's when you have to ride on the roof of a passenger car. You have to lie flat.
Oh my god.
You gotta, you know. Possum Billy.
I don't like hobos anymore.
Oh, come on, just try some Mulligan's, too.
Now, that I've heard of. What is that? That's what I imagine you making all of. That's how we started on this.
It's just a, yeah, it's just a community, mm-hmm. community stew made out of whatever you've got. Like, whatever.
You brought it full circle, because that's exactly what I imagine you eating all the time.
Whoever shows up in the jungle, you know, you just all throw in whatever food you got, make a stew out of it.
What do you mean in the jungle?
Oh, the jungle's an area off of a railroad where hobos camp and congregate. Yeah.
You.
What's up?
It just makes me think that you were, like, holding out on me this whole time.
I've been a secret hobo?
You've just been denying that you're a hobo, and now it's like coming out.
I've been a undercover bo. I've been a lobo.
You've been a lobo. That's definitely true.
Yeah.
On the down lobo.
Yep, I'm a down lobo. No, I'm just reading all this stuff off a list here. It's on Wikipedia. They've even got a guide of the symbols for the houses. Yep. Anyway, on that note, I need to go catch a hotshot. And
what does that mean?
That's a train with priority freight. It rarely stops, goes faster. It's like a cannonball. Don't you know? Right on.
Stop saying right on!
What? It's a true thing.
Right on isn't a hobo thing.
Look, man, I'm a hobo of many, many facets. And I don't know, I've got a mortgage. I don't think I can actually be considered a hobo.
Yeah, you're anti-hobo.
I mean, I'm pretty much, and I barely leave the house. That's not very hobo-ish.
Yeah, you are.
I hardly ever cover with the moon.
You what?
Cover with the moon.
Does that mean sleep outside?
Yeah, yeah. See, you're catching on. Yeah, man. But, you know, one of these days I might be dogging it out of here.
How do you say goodbye in hobo?
See ya.
It's like the kid I met in Mexico when I was 12. And we hung out, like, the whole time we were there, and he didn't speak English. And then at the end, when we left, I said, adios, and he says, bye. And I was like, what the
fuck? Catch you later.
Yeah, he's like, you motherfucker.
So, does that mean he could speak English the whole time, and he was just fucking with you?
I don't know.
Or is... Weird. All right. Well, you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Go watch MST3K and see Mike's work.
And, well, it doesn't really open to the public until May.
Oh, okay.
This is for people that have backed it already.
Well, starting in May, you can go see Mike's work.
Go check out the Gizmoplex.
Gizmoplex! And let's see, there's art at cadencecomicart.com. I don't know if I said that. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Whatever. Hope you have a good weekend, and we will catch you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See ya.